Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take one look at our own impressive lineup of Joey Savacci, Justin Hill, Austin Forkner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Marvin Muscat, congrats. Hey, what about that line in the whoops? Let's talk about that. Coming around, big wheelie, tap it out.
Yeah, you know what? During first qualifying practice, we were able to jump through the whoops, and during the heat races, they were fresh, so we were skimming them. Yep. And during the main, I'm like, I think I'm gonna jump through. And they were actually not bad to jump through, but there were some kickers, so you got to make sure you land it good. And because it was, I got sideways a couple times, but I was in two times, so it was pretty sweet.
No, it was great. I think early on that race, you were using it to your advantage. Track was beat by the end. I mean, I know you had the lead. You're probably thinking a lot. You're nervous, first win, and then you got to avoid every lapper and the huge ruts.
Yeah, exactly. Track got rough, some ruts, which is good, you know, so you get something to hit your wheels on the turns, but the ground was pretty hard. Okay. It got choppy and some square edges, but I loved it. It was really technical, and I feel like a track like Phoenix was super, super fast, and and this one was definitely more technical. Lap times were pretty short, so obviously we did, I don't know, maybe 25 laps?
26
yeah. laps, so that's a long main event, and a lot of lappers, and you know, those guys are battling for you know, like a top 15 or top 10 sometimes, and but you're coming behind, and sometimes for them it's easy to let you pass because they don't want to lose time. And for example, Chad Reed, I stayed maybe one or two laps behind him, but anyway, you know, that's racing, and you got to make it happen. And I was super calm, super smooth. Like I didn't want to do that stupid mistake and throw it away, because that was mine, you know, from the first turn. That was my main event tonight, and you know, behind they were not catching me, so I was just looking back every lap to see where they are. And actually one time I had to roll the big triple because the lights were on.
Okay.
But then behind I saw Cole Seeley jumping the triple because the lights were gone and off. I'm like, why? But that's racing.
Your start, the first time, obviously Brayton went down, and he got off, so hopefully he's all right. Your second start, you nailed that thing out of the gate. I don't know why. I was watching you, though, and it, like, you just got out right away.
Yeah, I didn't count, but I kind of like went for it.
Yeah.
And kind of lucky, but I was like, just do it.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of a Euro start, short, and then you go across lanes.
Yeah, that's right. But and also kind of like Daytona, the 2013, when I went kind of like before the gate dropped. So it was really close, but I made it happen. So it's sweet.
Well, congratulations on this. Now you can help Dungeon Anderson. You're in their club with a win now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.